Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. They're all warmed up. They're here. Ryan Erb is here with United Way Perth Huron, along with the campaign co-chair. John Wolfe is here as well. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Now, before we get to everything that's happening with the campaign, first off, Ryan, your appearance just recently at the Christmas Carol Dramatic Reading for Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. What a successful event that was.
That was a lot of fun. And, I had a tough axe to follow some great other people who were reading along with me, which was so much fun. So, including the famous Jamie here, who was in the studio with me. It was a lot of fun.
It was. It was just a great get-together at Avondale Church. And John, how did it go yesterday with the Business After 5, Stratford District Chamber of Commerce?
We had a ton of people that braved the weather to come out and visit our location downtown that we renovated this spring. So it was a lot of fun, actually. We had a great night. Thanks.
Yeah, and again, with collecting food for Stratford House Blessing Food Bank, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was the charity of choice for the, obviously, last night. And it was a great, we great turnout, great participation in the food drive, and it was just fantastic as always.
All right, well, let's get right to the campaign. United Way Perth Huron. Ryan, how are we doing?
Well, we're doing great, actually. We're really thankful for the generosity of the community, as always. It never ceases to amaze me how much people really step up to help the United Way each and every year. And so we're a little bit ahead of last year. Now, it's a marathon, right? We know that it's a long ways until the end of the campaign, March 31st. But we do want to say thank you to those that have given, and especially under the circumstances with it being a little harder to give with the postal strike right now. You know, people are dropping by, they're going to our website, they're calling in and making sure that their gifts get to us. So if you haven't already done so, or you're waiting, there's lots of opportunities. Just reach out to us at the website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, or call the office.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to make a donation. And we have the update on the Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookies. My goodness, how exciting is this?
Well, we've got lots of friends who have been helping us with the campaign this year, including everyone at Tim Hortons here in town. So we're grateful to say that we've raised about $25,000 from that in town here, which is
very
excellent.
Nice.
Now, that's split 50-50 with the Tim Hortons camp, but we're certainly thankful that $12,499.45, I might add, is coming to us. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, and what a fantastic event. We have to really thank the owners of the Tim Hortons in Stratford here. We had Lisa McDonald, Megan Adair, and Mark and Cheryl Moore, of course. And what a fantastic day. I think one of the factories in town actually took 1,100 cookies.
Wow.
To give out to their team. So yeah, what an amazing turnout.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we were chatting, John, with Ryan, that all the volunteers, everybody helping out to create the cookies, which is not the easiest thing to do. It looks like it's pretty easy
to get the smile just right is kind of, it can be a bit tricky. So some of them looked a little
smirky,
a little uncomfortable maybe. Yeah.
But all for a great cause. Fantastic. Great news with the Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookies. And boy, we've got the chilly weather back. It is a windy day, and we think ahead to coldest night of the year in February.
Yeah. So first, we remember people who are experiencing homelessness in our community right now on a cold day like this. And that's a somber reminder of the challenges that people are facing. But one thing that people can do to help is make sure that programs like our Shelter Link program here in the community and also the Connection Center have the funds they need to continue operating. So that's the focus of Coldest Night of the Year, February 22nd in the new year 2025. So please register now. We've got a number of teams already set up. 91 walkers, 25 teams have registered, and we've got a big goal of raising $200,000 that day.
Now, John, for you with the campaign, what's it been like taking part in this campaign? We're not quite halfway through, but now we're getting into the new year fast approaching. John, what's it been like for you with the campaign?
You know, it's been fantastic. I have to admit, it does make you kind of remember why you live in a community like this. And the people are reaching out and helping out, not only volunteering time and writing checks and doing that stuff, but spreading the word. And, obviously there's a lot of focus on Stratford, but we can't forget, like, all of Huron Perth has really rallied. And, we have Coldest Night of the Year walks in St. Mary's and, I believe, in Listowel. Mm. And so there's opportunities to participate there. And it's been really heartwarming to see the outpouring of support for this campaign.
Absolutely. And I know, Ryan, you would echo that, of course, with United Way Perth Huron.
Well, we see generosity just across the region. It's incredible, really, what we're able to do. I mean, not everybody knows this, but our United Way is actually the largest small market United Way in all of Canada.
Yeah,
thanks
sure.
to the generosity that we see here, right? And so, you know, per population, we do really well. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to keep growing because, boy, we've got lineups at just about every social service agency that we're supporting. And it's tough for a lot of people out there. People who are working are finding it difficult to make ends meet, right? And so things that we can put together, whether it's help through an urgent need fund or the support that comes through other services and programs, are really important while we continue to work to try to change these conditions so that we don't have lineups forever. We really want to work hard at the bigger picture of change.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there. Let's do a shout out for some of the sponsors. We've been talking about, of course, the campaign with the Stratford campaign thermometer. We love it in downtown Stratford.
Yeah, it's iconic, isn't it?
It really is.
I can't begin to guess how many years it's been there, but it's we have some long-term sponsors on this. McLeod Scottish Shop, Orr Insurance, Bradshaw's, Perth County Inn, and the Image Factory have been fantastic in supporting this.
All right. Reiner with United Way Perth here on. Ryan, any final thoughts before we let you go and brave the winds out there again?
Right, yeah, see if I don't blow away. Well, both of us got rid of our beards, so that's important for everybody to know. That happened since the last time we were on the air. But really just want to say thank you to everyone. And given the postal strike again, while we encourage workers to get what they need in these kinds of labor conversations, we just want to make sure that everybody understands that it's helpful for charities, not only the United Way, if they find different ways to deliver their check this year. So please drop by, go to our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, for alternate ways to give.
Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, and John Wolf, campaign co-chair. John and Ryan, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.